This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Worrying. Some of us have turned it into a part-time job. I just heard you. You said full-time. You can worry about if your favorite presidential candidate is really going to get in, a viral pandemic. Did I mention economic crisis? Worrying itself has a cost. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab talked to some economists.
What's worrying Corey Leach these days?
What am I not worried about?
Leach is 34 and lives in Chicago with her husband and two daughters, a three-year-old and a six-month-old. Yep, a pandemic baby. And having a new baby has heightened Leach's worries about COVID and climate change.
In the middle of the night when I'm feeding my daughter, there's definitely been moments where it's like, that's all I can think about. And you're doing this loving thing. You're feeding a baby, but you're looking down and not thinking about that love. You're thinking about, oh my God, I'm sorry for bringing you into the world.
Not being present in the moment is one of the biggest costs of worrying, says Frank Schilbach, a behavioral economist at MIT.
You know, there's a budget that you have in your mind for mental energy that you can devote to different things. And if you worry a lot about things that are out of your control, well, then you have fewer cognitive resources available for other things in your life.
Worrying actually hijacks a piece of your brain, which can lead to sleep loss, careless mistakes at work, and even physical exhaustion. But worry also serves an important purpose, says Lisbeth Romer, a psychologist and co-author of the book Worry Less, Live More.
Thinking about what might happen in the future is an incredibly adaptive thing. It is very human and very natural for us to respond to threat and prepare for threat.
Worrying forces us to problem solve. But of course, not all problems are solvable. And just telling yourself to stop can actually make it worse.
We worry and worry feeds upon worry, and then we want to not worry, so we try not to worry, and now we're worrying about worrying.
How did we get here? Some of it's wiring, some of it's habit.
So we can learn it from it being modeled, if folks in our families worried a lot.
So what can we do?
I think different people find different things useful.
Sonia Bishop is a psychologist at UC Berkeley. She says some people practice mindfulness, others exercise. There are also studies that show actually scheduling a half hour to worry can help you focus outside that time block. And if none of those works,
if you're busy occupying your mind with something that's very cognitively challenging, then you literally can't engage in worrying.
Like me. Instead of worrying, I worked on this story about worrying. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.